This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 after the hour, 7 minutes in our workplace after the hour. Yes, this is a workplace. We're sweating and straining the whole day through to try to bring you up to date on what's going on around the world. Call it what you will. It's informative. It's enjoyable. It's exciting. It's emotionally safe. Right, ladies? Don't you think being here on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keith, and Jay's off today, is an emotionally safe place to be? Don't you feel like...
I feel like we're in a safe space, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Nobody's here.
Safe.
Yeah.
There's a lot of emotion here every day.
Well, I think that's good because we all have lots of emotion in our lives. I find it interesting, speaking of emotions, the emotion that comes from the folks who are still concerned about what went on in George Floyd's death. I see that the feds are now going to indict 4 of the officers. Does that include Derek Chauvin? I guess it does, right?
Yeah.
He was the. Mm-hmm. But what more can they? The guys. Well, he hasn't been sentenced, right? Because there's maybe another trial. So is this a way of making sure he gets his? What's the story here?
Yes. I mean, the report was that had the jury decided in another way in the verdict of Chauvin that the feds were ready to show that there were going to be federal charges. So if he had been found not guilty, they would have cut the celebration short by rearresting him at the federal level. Forget Derek Chauvin for a second. Let's talk about the 3 other cops that were there. Because if you look at the video, in fact, those 3 other cops got a boost from Derek Chauvin and the prosecutors in that case because they showed new pieces of footage that actually showed those officers saying, hey, should we stop this? This is too much. Hey, this guy needs help. All of that stuff.
So
the stuff that came out during Chauvin's trial is actually probably going to be used to save the other 3 officers. And so the question is, with the jury...
What does it mean, Jennifer, saving them, saving their jobs, saving their lives, from a guilty verdict
in their own trial because of the evidence that was presented in the Chauvin trial. These other 3 cops will benefit from that because it shows that they were trying to stop him. They were trying to get George Floyd some help, and Chauvin wouldn't allow the help to happen. And so that's a good thing for those officers. But, again, forget all of that. The federal charges are what we're talking about. With the... jury pool already believed by many to be tainted, and doesn't mean that we're against the outcome. I just believe it's very hard to find a jury. I think anybody given truth serum would say it's very hard to find a jury in Chauvin's case that wasn't tainted, especially if you kept it in the city of Minneapolis. If you kept it in the state of Minnesota, it's really rough. But that juror that was wearing the Black Lives Matter shirt and hat and, you know, was at the George Floyd rally and maybe lied on his questionnaire about how he felt, that could overturn the sentence of Derek Chauvin. It may not. But wouldn't the federal government not want to put in jeopardy the case against the other 3 officers by doing this right now? I feel like it only muddies the waters even more. I don't have a problem with the federal charges, particularly against Derek Chauvin, because they're also nailing him for another altercation
with like a
14-year-old and a 2017. So I'm not necessarily against it. I just question the timing of it because you still have 3 officers that have to stand trial, and does the feds getting involved with this now muddy it even further?
Does it?
But wasn't this already underway? Like, didn't this stem from?
They had a grand jury that was already doing it, but they could have announced. Yeah, they could have announced the charges at any time. That was kind of at the discretion of the feds once they knew what the jury said. So. Again, I just question the timing. It was the same thing that I said when they gave George Floyd's family $27 million as the jury is being seated. It's not that I'm against them paying off the balance. It's what are you doing to the trial and how many of these things can be added up to be used kind of against you.
Right, and typically a civil lawsuit like that or a civil settlement would happen after the criminal one.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so there's that. The vaccination program and how it's going here in our country and around the rest of the world, all eyes seem to be on India because of the complete fiasco there, and I think a lot of people around the world are trying to get vaccination into the main stream over there. It doesn't seem to be at this point in time. A lot of people are dying. And then there is the European Union that has administered 3 million doses a day for the last week or so. For whatever the reason, isn't it funny how you have perceptions? I thought they were ahead of us in Europe getting shots, but they aren't. Mm-hmm. They haven't, because...
No, my family in England and Ireland and France, they're all still, not necessarily England, but in Ireland and France, they had to pause. They ran out, they didn't order enough of the vaccine, I guess, and mm-hmm. so the rollout has been very slow.
Aren't you surprised by that, Victoria? In fact, I think all along, I don't know why I thought that the Europeans were pretty much, they had this.
Well, there's some areas in Europe that are still shut down. I mean, I don't think that they're doing better than us at all.
No, they aren't. That's the conversation. All right, coming around the country here, a couple of states, Wisconsin, Iowa, Carolinas, North and South Carolina, asking the feds to send fewer doses because the demand is falling. Is that because everybody's been shot, or is that because, jabbed? Or is that because people say no?
CVS got kind of criticized for having, I think it's, I forget what the percentage was, but it was way over 50% of the vaccine that's being wasted is at CVS stores, which is really weird because I'm in New Jersey and I tried for, I don't know, two or three months to get a shot at CVS, and everything was totally booked. So I'm not really sure, but maybe this is something that's happening now. I think that we've seen the wave of people who wanted to get a vaccine have already gotten one, and then there's still, I think it's 25% of people polled said that they're going to wait. And if they need to get a vaccine in order to travel, they will. But they're they're doing a wait and see. And then I think is it 15% say they're never going to get a shot? And they typically tend to be old white men who do not want the shot. And I don't understand that at all. But okay.
Well, you don't understand it because you're not there. I get it. I listened to some of these farmers. I was in an auction on Saturday.
But what's their reasoning for it?
They don't think they need it. They think that the government's, it's the same kind of stuff you've been listening to. The government, farmers are extraordinarily anti-government. And whether you find that to be a surprise or not, they are. They don't try the government, especially since in the last four years.
I know a lot of non-farmers who are old white men who are not getting the shots either.
Okay. So. Well, there aren't that many old white men who are farmers. There aren't that many old men, no matter what the color of their skin. There aren't that many farmers, no matter what their age. Which is kind of a story and a half. Don't forget, I address a lot of those issues on the American Family Farmer Show, which you can hear on a lot of these same stations every week, or you can get the podcast, find out what's going on, the connection between farm, food, and your family at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. That's where the podcast is. Also, we have another program called Your Hidden Power, which is a guide to having, maybe improving yourself is a good way to focus it. Victoria, you're pretty connected with what we do here. One of the recent podcasts, number 191, has an introduction to a fellow who wrote a book called Spirituality for Badasses, How to Find Inner Peace and Happiness Without Losing Your Cool. That was a pretty good conversation, actually, with that fellow. Pay attention to yourself. That's more than anything else. And every week we have great conversations with Uri Geller about what's going on psychically, telepathically, that sort of thing. I think we've been approached by somebody who is a psychic that really has quite a reputation, wants to be on the program. I've forgotten who it is, though. At any rate, it's hard to get away from this stuff, and you can find the other practical Your Hidden Power podcast has to do with your money and how money has, money in feng shui, how you can attract more money to yourself. People say, does that stuff work? Yeah, it does. Find out how it does work. Check it out. YourHiddenPowerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Seventeen at the hour on the DJV program. So let's do some China news. Ready? We were talking about the Chinese rocket that landed in the Indian Ocean over the weekend.
But that wasn't their fault.
Yeah, it was our fault, right, according to them. Yeah, right. Okay. And now
they continue news to pollute the planet. They're very consistent. Yeah, they're that's not their fault.
No. So now the word comes out that they're forcing Muslim women to have fewer children. So how do they go about that?
Oh, you
do
mean
they...
the Uyghur population,
yes,
that are in,
yep,
concentration camps? Yeah, they're sterilizing women.
They're sterilizing women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why don't they give them money and tell them to get out of their country if they don't want them there?
Because they're slave labor.
Rather than doing this.
Then they
they're
can torture and make them work.
Right.
The stories of,
how does this stuff
exist fact
in
that,
the modern
the
world?
The fact that Europe and the United States are not standing up harder than they do, just for this reason alone. I mean, this is the kind of stuff, I mean, this is Hitler-esque behavior. Everybody's always so quick to point out, oh, that person's Hitler, this person's Hitler. You have concentration camps going on in China, and everybody's just pretending that it doesn't exist. Is that because they're Muslim, or is that because you just don't want to confront China, or what is it? I don't know.
I think it's a little of both.
I really
think that there is a bias, absolutely, against the Muslim world, and I think if this was a group of, like, you know, white Catholics, I think that we would see different results.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been a member of Amnesty International forever, and this is something that, you know, has been circulated around for at least, I don't know, the last 8 years. I've been reading about the Uyghur Muslim population in China, and no one except Amnesty was talking about it.
How
did
they get started
time.
There? I never.
They're native
at that.
That's
to that, like, part of China.
It's,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that sort of borders, China's an expansive country, and it borders sort of the Middle East, in a manner of speaking, right? Afghanistan's right in there sort of somewhere, and it's pretty disgusting in this era that we have this sort of thing going on. The Chinese, you know, people say to me, oh, you sound like a racist. No, I don't. I sound like a realist. And it isn't about the Chinese people, although the Chinese people are supporting it by allowing these people to stay there. They can have a revolution. They had a revolution in 1948 that brought these people around, so let's have another one. But the economically, the Chinese people are better off now than they've probably ever been.
In some ways, though, you have to say the Chinese people don't know any better, and that's because they have limited access to the outside world. So they don't know. They know what the government's
media.
They don't really know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Yep. The medical school at Dartmouth had 17 students that were accused of cheating on tests. The reason is because they were doing them remotely. I wonder how much of that's gone on in the past.
A lot of those
cases
have been tossed out, though, that they found that the students hadn't actually cheated. Yeah, some did, but not all of them.
There's some of it. 21 after the hour.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Trending time on the DJV program. It's 23 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan checking through Jay, as even though she's not here, listed some of the things over the weekend that were hot on Twitter and Facebook and other social media trending things. We were talking about the usual murder and mayhem that happens over the weekend, and one of the things I sort of stayed away from, but it's trending so broadly that it's hard to ignore it, the gunman that shot 6 people at that birthday party in Colorado, and then he shot himself. What? Again, we ask the same question every time. We become so pedantic to ask these questions. And this was in a trailer park, apparently, right?
And yeah.
So the birthday party. Why was he angry because of the noise? That seems to be the question. Why was this guy shooting the place up? I don't see that. Anyway, it's just, you take a deep breath here and you just think.
Does it even matter? I mean, does it even matter? I mean, you've got so many people who are just not right at this moment, and it feels like, I don't think the year home helped out very much.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's just, they're trying to figure out what the motive is right now, but it's like, again, doesn't matter. People are dead. Their lives that are changed. There are people who have been injured or who are going to be mentally not able to cope because of this. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
All right, here's another trender.
Frustrating.
The story of that boat that exploded on Lake Lanier. Did you see that? The in the afternoon near Margaritaville off the coast of Georgia.
Someplace I'd like to go.
Really? So apparently they were fueling the boat, and they didn't shut the engine off, and there was a spark, and that blew up the boat.
Wow, that's something you really don't hear about.
No. You don't anymore. Because, you know, most people leave their cars running when they fuel them up.
No. You're not supposed to.
I know you're not supposed to, but most people do.
No. I've never met a single person except for my husband. And I have literally, I said to him, I said, if you don't turn your car off when you get gas, then I'm getting out of the car. I said, you cannot blow me up. This is our second date. So, he's the only person who I've ever known who doesn't turn the car off.
Other than me.
That's ridiculous.
Now let me ask you this.
Do you talk on your cell phone at a gas station?
Do I? No. I very rarely talk on the cell phone in the car, frankly.
Why can't you do that?
Because there could be static electricity that could blow things.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Based in not a lot of evidence that really happens, but it's like a law that you're not supposed to use it. It's every oil company has a warning now that says you should not use your cell phone while pumping gas.
You know what I saw yesterday, which surprised me, is I was nosing around. I'm always on the weekend looking around for things that are going on that we can talk about. Here's this story about the woman who interviewed to be a nanny at this Scientology family and what the requirements were. This thing has really blown up. This is a two-page document. Did you see this? Have you looked at this? It goes back to 1913, but, I mean, it's another reason. I'm sorry, yes, 1913.
I don't know if Scientology existed in 1913.
Existed then, right.
Yeah.
But this is another reason on the hate of Scientology more?
Reads like two really crappy parents who are putting all of the parenting on the nanny and acting like, you know, any tantrums or headbutting or crying and all this stuff, then the nanny's in charge of this, and the nanny has to make the kids run, like physically run outside. Like, they have to, don't ever let them stop running.
Keep running.
I mean, this is just, I don't know if this is Scientology or if this is just a couple that is messed up in the head. I don't know.
Well, does that go with being a Scientologist? Are you messed up in the head if you're a Scientologist?
To they sue everyone, Remini, so I'm not going to say that.
Yeah.
They literally sue everyone, so no.
Yeah, well, they can sue you, but that doesn't mean they're going to win anything.
Oh, they win a lot. You'd be surprised.
Every time I drive down Hollywood Boulevard, you go by their headquarters, it looks like a playground for the rich and famous. That's how it looks. It's just a strange, weird place.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least 7 people were killed, including a suspected gunman, during a birthday party over the weekend in Colorado Springs, Colorado, early Sunday morning. Officials said the suspect, who wasn't named, is believed to be the boyfriend of one of the victims. Weber County, Utah, GOP voted to censure Senator Mitt Romney, the Republican from Utah, Saturday during its convention. The senator's vote to impeach former President Trump earlier this year was the reason given by the voting body, saying the impeachment had denied the president due process, allowed falsified evidence, and did not provide adequate time for an investigation. The Dutch government announced Sunday it has granted oil producers Royal Dutch Shell and ExxonMobil around $2.4 billion in subsidies for what it says to become one of the largest carbon capture and storage projects in the world. The subsidies are meant to compensate the companies for the extra cost of capturing the greenhouse gases instead of emitting them. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The price of gasoline continues to rise this week and is expected to increase over the next several days due to a cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Colonial Pipeline, the nation's largest, has been shut down since Friday after the cyber attack. A Russian criminal group is believed to be responsible for the shutdown of the 5,500-mile network that supplies 45% of the gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel to the East Coast. Trilby Lundberg is a petroleum analyst.
No one knows the duration that this cyber attack may cause the crippling of the Colonial Pipeline. There are efforts to prepare for movement of fuel via barge and other vessels, and also to import more gasoline from Europe. However, no one knows how long it will take.
The pipeline runs from the Gulf Coast to the New York Harbor area. Jeremy Scott gives us a COVID-19 update.
A study released this past week from the University of Washington indicates that COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. could be as high as 900,000. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House COVID-19 response team tells NBC's Meet the Press.
I think there's no doubt, Chuck, that we are and have been undercounting. What that tells us is something that we've known. You know, we're living through a historic pandemic, the likes of which we haven't seen in over 100 years.
There are over 581,000 COVID-related deaths on record in the U.S., according to Johns Hopkins University, more than any other country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's 34 after the hour here. How do you do on the DJV program? We do very well. Thank you very much for being here with Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan Jay is off during this hour of the program, but Duggar is here, the Duggars. Oh, wait a minute.
Definitely not.
I used to be called the Duggar. Jennifer calls me Dougie. Actually, I have a friend, a revival of a friend that I've known since he was a teenager. He's now a big auto exec. He calls me Dougie Boy. And so there are very few people who call me by my real name. My given name is Dudley. But it doesn't work. Could you imagine me as Dudley Stephan on the air? I always try to think about how that would sound.
I always forget your name is Dudley.
Do you? Okay. Name dropping Pete DuPont. Victoria, governor of Delaware. See you later, alligator. What's going on? How old was he?
He was 86. He passed away on Saturday. And so if you've ever wondered why all of your credit cards are from Delaware, that's why. Because he was a Republican governor, and he was a potential presidential candidate as well. And so one of the things that he is credited with is bringing the credit card industry to Delaware. And he apparently had a long illness, but they are not being specific. And because of the pandemic, a memorial service is going to be held at a later date. But, he's also born with Delaware's most famous last name, the DuPonts. And so broke from family tradition and didn't go into business. He decided to become a politician instead. And in 8 years, he led efforts to limit excess spending, dramatically cut income taxes, and created a slew of government agencies in Delaware. So yep. he's lots of yep. tributes being passed around.
When you get down to, though, he could afford to, that name is worth a lot of money. DuPont is a huge chemical company, and they don't like to call themselves a chemical company anymore. I don't know what they call it, but it's a chemical company. And they own a lot of the stuff, products, not as bad as Bayer and Monsanto, but they're from, they're like Dow Chemical and DuPont, and they're just, they've done a lot of good. A lot of people have worked there, but they've also done a lot of damage. Let's see, other names in the news. Mike Richards, who is the producer of Jeopardy, says a permanent host will be announced this summer. So who's in there now? LeVar Burton was the last one, last time we talked about this.
I don't think he hasn't done it.
Anderson no. Cooper was doing it this weekend. I guess he changed the ratings for it. Well, the ratings were, I didn't see it, but they said that the ratings were the lowest in history with him as
a
host. So.
He's a stiff. He's just a big stiff.
So probably won't be him. I would like to see it be the producer guy. I think that would be cool. I still think
Mike
that
Richards?
We don't need someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody seemed to like him when
Not
he did
need
it.
Need a star.
Yeah, and I feel like if you put a star in there, it kind of takes, I don't know, first of all, it's a tough position to fill in for someone as great as Trebek. So that's rough, number one. Number two, you're always going to be kind of looking at them as someone you already know. I think it's a better thing to go with someone who is unknown so that they can kind of grow into it.
Yeah, make their own way.
I'm kind of curious. I thought it was interesting that Mike Richards said that everything is going to come down to testing. He said he's been an executive producer for a long time, and he said that with the executives at Sony, they're looking at everything
under
the microscope.
Testing audiences. They'll do a lot of research. Yeah,
he said it's unlike anything he's ever been a part of, the scope of it. And,
audience research is a big thing, or at least it used to be, when they did it legitimately.
Well, apparently for this it is, and they're taking it seriously, and they're going to see how people, you know, stack up, because how could anyone really ever replace Alex Trebek? You can't.
Yep,
you just have to figure out a way to keep going and keep people watching.
Yeah, right. Another name in the news, Breonna Taylor, name is still being part of the, I guess, landscape. There's a report out from this past weekend, a lot of new documents from the probe into the shooting of Ms. Taylor. And apparently, according to this study anyway, the findings certainly contradict what a lot of officials in the community have said, but the police gunfire, according to this report, was totally unjustified. This is
32 shots, wasn't it?
From the Louisville Metro Police Department. They've released the report. So individual members of the police, I think, had different things to say, but this internal review said that the shots were completely unnecessary. So, what did you say?
Yeah, I think it's a total of 32 shots. The basic, you know, this independent. I think was this an independent report done by? This was an internal probe. I think that the Louisville Metro Police Department did, So, I mean, when you have your own people coming out saying that these cops never should have fired into
the
home.
Well, it's the same as with Derek Chauvin. Most of the cops said that was bogus. That whole thing was a mess.
Yep.
All right, let's talk about names in a more pleasant way. Those of you, my son and his wife are pregnant with a baby boy, and so they were talking over the weekend about what names should be good. There's no secret to this anymore. It's all over social media. You saw some of the stuff they posted from Victoria.
Very cute. It's
very cute. Yeah, very happy. Then they should be. We're all happy. Miles is very happy because he's going to have a boy cousin that he can play with. He's very excited about that. So the most popular baby names. These lists come out a couple of times a year. This one comes from the Social Security Administration. Because, of course, the government has to get you on the rolls right away, so you now have to have a Social Security card when you're a baby. I remember getting mine, I think I was 18. How old were you, too, Victoria, Jennifer, when you got your Social Security card? Do you remember?
I was born, I think.
I don't
know.
Yeah.
Really?
I've never not had one, so I don't know.
I didn't need one until I actually went. Well, when I went to work, I started working when I was 8 years old. But I
your Social Security number is 0004, right?
Anyway, the names here that are the most popular, let's see here. Olivia and Liam are the most popular names, female and male names. Olivia, Emma, and Ava, actually, are the top three for baby girls. Liam, Noah, and Oliver for boys.
My dad is Oliver, and he was shocked. And I said to him, I go, no, my friends who are teachers,
it's
you
trendy
know,
now.
Yeah, Oliver, yeah. Like these old school names. Liam is both Irish and Jewish. It's Hebrew as well.
Yeah.
And Noah can kind of be anything, too. So it's interesting that the old school names are back. And then Henry, apparently, is back in the top 10 for the first time in over 100 years.
Mm-hmm. Henry. I was thinking about what Brendan, of course, Brendan's trying to yank my chain. Well, we're probably going to name him something unusual like truck.
Tractor.
Just the first thing
tractor.
That you've seen.
This is our kid, Tractor.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, we'll see what the shakes on that front. But that is kind of interesting. Yes, it was, in fact. The situation that exists these days for jobs, we've been talking off and on over the last few days about jobs, who's in need of a job, where you can find a job. There are lots of jobs around. But if you have mysteriously applied for a job and didn't get it, and you were treated like a criminal, you better check to see if you forgot to return a VHS tape 22 years ago. This sounds ridiculous. The story of
a
woman named Karen McBride, who had a warrant out for her arrest in Oklahoma for felony embezzlement because a movie store thought she rented a copy of Sabrina the Teenage Witch in 1999 and didn't bring it back.
At least she went down over a classic piece of pop culture.
But the story was closed in 2008, for God's sakes. She said she had no idea the tape even existed and never would have picked it, thinks some guy that she used to live with rented it. She also
had a Sabrina itch to scratch.
Yeah, apparently.
Two kids or two daughters or something, right? So she figured, well, he must have rented it for the daughters. And then, but this is the kind of stuff and this is crazy. She said there were jobs that she had applied for and she didn't pass the background check. And she said there was never an arrest, there's nothing on her record that she knew of. And it turns out it was a VHS rental from a video store.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
How crazy is that? And here's another one. This sort of adds to it, this sort of thing. I recently applied for a loan on a truck because my old truck, the engine blew, and it's not worth fixing because the truck's 22 years old. So the guy at the dealership said, there's a problem. As I haven't applied for a loan for a long time, I said, what's the problem? He said, you have a late payment. I said, no, I don't. Every single one of my credit cards, anything I have is paid as soon as I get the check. As soon as I get the bill. What are you talking about? He said, no, there's a Verizon bill for $189 that you haven't paid. And I thought to myself, what do you mean? I've got Verizon up the yin-yang between here in California and all my cell phones. I spend tens of thousands of dollars a year with Verizon. What are you talking about? Well, apparently, in one of the first place that I rented after I sold my house in California, Jennifer, I had the Verizon, whatever it was at the time, installed in the house, and it didn't work. And we went back and forth. You remember, you may vaguely remember this. It was a 3-day horror show. I couldn't get on the air. Nothing worked. And it turned out to be a glitch in their system. So I had to go to Spectrum. And so Verizon sent me a bill for $189 for the install. And I told them I'm not going to pay it. Why should I pay it? It didn't work. Right?
How many years ago was that?
This is 8 years ago. It's either 7 or 8 years ago. It's right on the cusp. They keep them on, for 10 years or something? But I never give my Social Security number to any of these outfits, so how did it get on my credit report is my question, frankly. But that's the reason they hold up.
Utilities can still report under your name, and that's what it is.
Yeah, I don't think you need the social.
Yeah, they don't need it. Yeah.
Really? No.
So wait, so how ridiculous is it that you owe $189 and that would prevent you from getting a loan to buy a new truck? Let's say your business depended on you having this new truck.
Right.
That is what's so wrong with the credit system in America.
Equifax and these other horrors, they really are. They're horrible.
Apple is making a real play to try to change that. I don't know if you guys have heard about this because
no.
they're computers and stuff really kind of make it, you know, all the headlines. But Apple's credit card, the Apple card, now they just changed all the rules. Couples can share the credit together, and you can share it with, so your credit score can actually be shared with your husband or your wife, your child.
So it's a combo score?
It's a combo, and it's an. And
that'll help a lot of people get married because some people wait to get married till credits are like
right.
Fixed,
and so
you know?
What yeah. Tim Cook was saying is that
down.
Yeah, he said what Tim Cook was saying at the presentation, which was a couple weeks ago. He said, you know, that the credit system in America is so broken,
bad.
And it only
awful.
Benefits people who, you know, we all know. Like I've had horrible credit that I've gone through,
yep.
And you know,
it
ruins your it can ruin your life if
yep.
You have bad credit. Companies and I don't understand
forget
this.
It.
But companies
won't hire you.
When you apply, like they run your credit check. Like
yeah.
It's just it's crazy. You need the job to pay off your debt, but
yeah.
Yet they don't want to hire you.
Well,
if
it's
you
like
have
debtor's prison. They throw
right.
People in jail for not paying their bills back in the old days. How are you going to pay your bills
exactly.
If you're in
if you're
debtor's
in
prison?
Right.
Ridiculous.
Forget it if you're on it. Oh, sorry. No, I was just going to say, like, one of the most frustrating things of my life was just trying to refinance my house, not to take any money out of it,
mm-hmm.
Just to lower my interest rate because the interest
mm-hmm.
Rates had dropped. So I thought I'd save money. I have tons of equity in the house. No problem. It took like 6 months to go through it because I had the credit cards that I use for my business, as attached to my social security number. So they said, oh, you have hundreds of thousands of dollars of available credit. Well, yeah, but I also have a stellar credit record, and this is for my business. And it was like, I mean, you had to, like, suck the blood out of your body and hand it over to them to just
how do you get to be this way? Who do
it's
they
so
pay
crazy.
Off? These TRW and Equifax, and what's the third one? TransUnion, I think, right? Isn't that what the third one is called?
Yeah, TransUnion.
Who the hell are they to be able
know.
To have this much power?
I don't know, but it made me really happy that Apple was trying to disrupt this whole sector because it needs disruption. And
yeah.
It needs
it really
and,
does.
And when you look at who
nobody
has credit and who doesn't have credit, it's terrible. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. Something to be looked into for sure. 48 past the hour on the DJV program.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
So how important is Wi-Fi? Well, there are 4.3 billion mobile internet users worldwide, with the average adult spending about 4 hours a day with a mobile internet connection. But mobile visitors are twice as likely to leave a web page that takes more than a few seconds to load. So if you're running a business, a fast and dependable Wi-Fi network is important to both your customers and your staff, which is why you should check out TP-Link's Omada SDN Business Wi-Fi. The SDN stands for Software Defined Networking, and it means Omada integrates all your access points and routers, and control of your network happens through a single and easy interface in the cloud, so you can manage your network from anywhere. Omada is fully scalable, meaning you can make your Wi-Fi network as big as you like. If it's time to make your business Wi-Fi network work for your customers and your staff, check out Omada SDN from TP-Link at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Tommy the K not here today to visit the Money Pit and what they do at the Money Pit. So I figured because there's a certain connection between the Money Pit, which is your house, and the Money Pit, which is your life, I think we all go through that. And it's tax time. You know that, right? Your tax money is due on the 15th. Interestingly, I guess it's pushed back because the 15th is Saturday to Monday the 17th, and Mercury goes retrograde. Won't that be fun? Have your money and your and Mercury going to retrograde on the same day. A couple of tax items and tax tips here instead of Tom. The Biden plan and tax breaks and that sort of thing that have been announced. Bad news for farmers. The longstanding tax break that is used to keep farming families in farming is under scrutiny here. This is something that was done before. Democrats love to do this. The Biden proposal will raise the top capital gains tax rate that land sellers would have to pay to 43%. So let's say you're a farmer and you don't have any cash. This is what happens over and over and over again. And the government says, well, you've got an estate. You've got 400 acres. It's worth $1 million. So when your father dies, who is the titular owner of the land, you'll have to pay us almost half of that in order to keep the land. And, of course, they don't have any money, so they end up selling the land, it gets developed, and we lose another how many hundred acres of land to be used
but
to grow
crops. But
there's
an exemption, though. There's an exemption for that. And so that's...
Not like it was. It was $3 million before. It's now, I think, $1 million.
$2.5 million per couple. Yeah.
So the thing
that's getting scrutiny, though, is that this is a similar proposal that was under Obama as well. And so that it protects family-owned businesses and farms so that they don't have to pay the taxes and they just pass them on.
According to this stuff that I'm getting from the National Farmers Union, their review. Okay. But go ahead.
Okay, well, I'll send you what I'm reading here. The scrutiny was that the White House's fact sheet doesn't provide detail on how the exemption would work. And so the Joint Committee on Taxation analyzed a similar proposal, like I said, under Obama, and that it's almost the same thing. So I don't know. I think until this gets hashed out, we don't really know what the problem or what the solution will be.
But the fact that it has come up has made a lot of farmers nervous. This doesn't help to keep the farming community, the family farmer community, in feeling comfortable about what they're doing. I guess that's basically the bottom line, Victoria. Okay, a couple of tax tips for taxpayers before you file next week, or at least before you have the money in. Children certainly can impact your tax situation. A couple of things here. In most cases, your children can be claimed as a dependent on your tax return. Stepchildren, foster children, parents, grandparents, and grandchildren. Do you know that? That was part of any dependent. I didn't realize your grandparents could be.
Well, if they're living with you. Yeah. You can't just claim grandma and grandpa who live half away, you know, half the country distance away. If they're living with you and you support them, yeah.
The child tax credit, if your children are under 17, you should make sure you take the full amount. There are a couple of additional child tax credit. Either check that with your tax preparer, or if you're using a system, TurboTax or one of those, there's a separate, you know, you need to be careful about this stuff. If you paid somebody to care for your children under 13 while you were working, you can claim that credit. Mm-hmm. There's the earned income tax credit that benefits certain people who work and have earned income for wages, self-employment, farming, that sort of thing. Reduces the amount of tax you owe available to low-income taxpayers. See, I don't agree. I think people with a certain income shouldn't pay any taxes at all, frankly. Whatever the poverty, what is it now, $46,000 a year, if you make less than that, you shouldn't have to pay any taxes. None.
Well, then you could make the argument that you've got a lot of people who are going to, you know, just sort of stay right under that line. So
they do anyway, Victoria. They do anyway. Well, the tax system is terrible.
You're talking about income taxes, though.
Yes,
everybody
I'm talking about
pays
income
sales tax.
Right, exactly. But we should all, there should be a sales tax basis for taxes, and the IRS, the income tax should go out the window. And there's so many loopholes. You know, there's 60-some-odd thousand pages of rules and regulations the IRS has. Who can become an expert? I always love it when the IRS comes out and says, well, you violated law number 23320.5. Yeah, okay. I'm supposed to know what that is? Ignorance of the law is no excuse, sir. Yeah, okay. Joey Lewis said that the way taxes are, you might as well marry for love. Well, that's pretty good.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.